Okay, good evening, everybody. We'll just passed Rosh Chodesh Elul. We're resuming. I just want to start to tell you the truth. Something I told somebody today, you know, which is a good way to get back into Shabbos Malchus after taking a little bit of a break after Tisha B'Av. I told somebody today, in all sincerity, you know, it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, and I said, I haven't felt this way since going into Rosh Hashanah, and it's only Rosh Chodesh Elul, since 9/11. Since 2001, September 11th, and that was 10 days before Rosh Hashanah. What haven't I felt? Really, when I think of Elul preparing for Rosh Hashanah, I think of two major things. Number one, is that when you come into Rosh Hashanah, certainly Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you need to know that you have nothing, and I mean nothing guaranteed. Not your health, not your wealth, not your house, not your president, not what's going to happen in Israel. Zero. There's nothing that we could take for granted. Not our friends, not our family. Person, when they come into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, needs to understand that everything, mamish, literally, everything will be decided on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's the first. That is part of Elul, and of course we have to have confidence that if we do our avodah, Hashem will have mercy on us. But to have that knowledge, that's the reality. That's not just a way that a person should get themselves in a state of mind. That is the reality of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. There is nothing zikr. There is nothing guaranteed as you go to Yom Kippur. You're doing well. You're physically healthy. It doesn't have to be that way tomorrow. You have a great house. Doesn't have to be there tomorrow. You have a good job, doesn't have to be there tomorrow. You're happily married, doesn't have to chashom either. All these things. Right? If you're not doing well, everything can change for the better Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Everything. Things, the tide can turn. Everything could change. That's the first reality of coming into Rosh Hashanah, which a person works in an Elul. The second thing, of course, is personal vayda, doing tshuva, you know, working on ourselves, things that we need to improve upon, things that we're going through, things that we could recognize have been problems over the past year, things we struggled with, whether it's in learning, whether it's in what we see, what we eat, how we talk, how we behave, our connection to Hashem, you know, or not just the tshuva, but derech chayim. If a person could be doing more, you only live once. You live once, right? You know, not too long before we ended, right? I was in San Jose actually for Yitzchak Fagan's Siyum HaShash, which is a huge accomplishment, which I spoke about when I was there. And he can't stop. You live once, you know, you gotta, maybe he could do more. Maybe, you know, I spoke about all the pluses, but quite frankly, only Yitzchak can answer that question. And his wife is on the line. Maybe you could do more. Maybe I can do more. We all have to ask that question, right? That's part of it. So for part two, which I just finished on, I don't think I've started any more this year than any other year. I mean, I'm trying to get myself to work on myself and to do tshuva and to get ready for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But we're still in the beginning of Elul, and even though I started a little bit earlier, but the first thing I mentioned, the first part of Elul, not the doing tshuva and life work, which is something we should be working on every day, but, you know, especially now, the first part of that feeling that everything is on the line. I don't think I'm alone in this feeling. I don't think anyone who can look at the news or read what's going on in the world, whether it's, you know, the presidential elections or, you know, the anti-Semitism or the world economy, the potential for the president of the United States, or just that feeling of, like, what the year will bring. You know, just today, last night, I started saying LeDavid, and it was at last, the day after said saying LeDavid last year, which is October 7th, which is Shmina Atzeres, slash going into Simchas Torah, that's happened. It's been a crazy year. So, you know, what we're going to be doing in Shabbos is working on ourselves. As I mentioned, part of Elul, part of Rosh Hashanah is that if we could be doing more, if we haven't done what we should do to improve it. And I think way back when we started Shabbos Malchus, about 40% done of this work. In the I read the Michta Brocha, the letter of Brocha from Rav Shimshon Pinkus's Rebbe slash colleague, but he's a little bit older, and he looked at him as a little bit Rebbe, Elia Weintraub, who was one of the greatest Mukubalim, greatest tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael, passed away a few years ago. I had the good fortune to meet Rav Weintraub Zatzal many times. And Rav Elie Weintraub, when he talks about this work, he says, not only is it a work of necessity, he says that the main thing of the generations is how they keep Shabbos, their connection to Shabbos. We've been working on Shabbos. And certainly as we come into Elo, if we've been thinking about how we haven't kept Shabbos correctly in the past, that's in the Tshuva, but also to improve in Shabbos. If we can improve our Shabbos, it will bring us, as we've discussed, us and the Jewish people, much, 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 much bracha. A tremendous amount of bracha in our lives and the lives of the Jewish people. So we're going to resume with Shabbos, knowing that we're going into Elul, and everything we're doing now is more important than ever before. Everything, what we're learning and what we're implementing, will not only raise our bar for Shabbos, but we'll, as we come into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, will be a schus for us, a merit for us and for the Jewish people. Okay, we're on to a new topic, and that is Menucha. Literally rest. Echam Yisoydes HaShabbos, one of the fundamentals of Shabbos, who's in Ba'a Shabbos, we say, come Shabbos, Ba'a Menucha, it comes this idea of tranquility, of rest. V'tzarech Ubir, it needs elucidation. Ma'u Mitzias, what is the reality, V'inyin HaMenucha, and the idea of Menucha, Haniskeres B'Shabbos, that we remind ourselves about on Shabbos. V'nei Kifi HaRagel Inyin Menucha, Hagdaras L'chaira, we talk about Menucha, the Hagdara is, it's a lot, Sha'odim E'acher She'ovid Avayda, V'esyayav Akshav Nachmanol, a person works hard, had a tough day at work. Now, by the way, work used to be blue labor, blue collar, right? It's labored in the field, you sweated, you schwitzed, you're physically knocked out, and you gotta rest. Relax. Now, for some people, it's sitting in front of a computer or a trip the whole day, and it's a different type of tough work. It's not a physical labor. It's a mental. You need a break. You're exhausted from using your head and being stressed from some of your coworkers and people, management or being managed, whatever it may be. And a person needs a break. They need to relax. So we see a menucha. This idea of rest, it doesn't mean, it's almost like an absence of work. It's an absence of labor. So a person takes a break, they regroup and you go back to work. So menucha is literally not in itself so important. It's just work is a value, work is important. And if I take this break, if I have this rest, I can go back to work. I'll have the koyach. I'll have the strength to go back to work. Amnam, however, minusach tefilas atze echa. We, if you look at the tefilas on Shabbos by mincha in the liturgy there, we say atze echa in the beginning of Shmona Esrei on Shabbos mincha. There, it sounds like mashma that menucha is not in a hefsek, rak hefsek omol malacha. It's not merely taking a break from working and pushing ourselves. Amnam, it's inyan sheyesh ba mohus v'toichen. Menucha, tranquility, resting in and of itself is a value. Why? What do we say on Shabbos by mincha on Shabbos in Shemona Esrei? We say anu mevakshim, we request, we asked for minuchas ava v'nedava, a rest of tranquility, of love, of giving. Minuchas emes v'emuna, a rest of truth and faith. It's not just minuchas shalom v'shalva, a minucha of peace and tranquility. Hashket uvetach, of quietness and closeness to Hashem. All these are descriptions of minucha. So minucha cannot be merely rest. Doesn't mean on Shabbos you collapse in your lazy chair and you finally rest after a hard week. It was a shver week. I worked so hard. I need to catch up on my sleep on Shabbos. Right? And by the way, all these are about milas, about the pluses of the rest on Shabbos. And if it talks about, if there's a menucha of emes, there's a menucha of rest of truth, there's also a menucha of sheker. Must be from the liturgy of the tefillah, from the nusach tefillah, from the prayer, that there's something called a menucha, a rest of sheker. And just like there is of nedava, it should be kilos of some kind of stingy rest. It wouldn't be the same kind of rest. And therefore, what does it mean, menucha, right? Kama Shabbos, we have menucha, Baal Shabbos. It's a common refrain. Shabbos comes, it's a time of rest. Bechlal, tzarech bir, in general, it needs explanation. When we call Shabbos Yoy Menucha, a day of rest, Hare l'kol Yom Yesh Zman Rav Menucha, every day, people rest, people relax and chill out. They take a break every day. As Chazal tells, Lo Ivrei Laila, at some level, the night was created to sleep. You take a break every night. People sometimes squander the whole night. Hare Menucha Ma'amal Yom, most jobs, you don't work at night, you're off. 9 to 5 or 9 to 6, whatever it may be. Right? You're off. Mom, you has, what's so unique that we call Shabbos the day of rest? It's because you don't go to Intel or Cisco or Google or to the fields to work or to the house to check. Yeah, that's why it's a day of rest. Haim Nemer Shemenucha Shabbos is only a mikra. So maybe Menucha is because I can't do all his labor, so I call it Menucha. It's a day of rest. It sounds like not that way. It sounds like Menucha. You said in Tefillah, Menucha is from the Iker of Shabbos. It's not just the cessation of work. There's something called Menucha. There's something called rest on Shabbos, which is not just taking a break, you know, a breather, so you can regroup, strengthen yourself, refresh yourself. It's something way deeper than just a time to catch up and sleep or to get your bones healed from a tough week or to relax your mind from all of the taxing work you did over the past few days. There's another question, which is perhaps even more challenging, more theologically challenging. Klapi Maila, Ashelo Yiyafo Yiga, it says God doesn't get tired or weary. What does that mean? What is Menucha by God? What are we referencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Resting by God, like there's a Maila, God doesn't need to rest. And the Mabit, right, it's a tribe, one of the Shredim says, Da'afa Gav to call Hainyanim Shiksuvim Eitzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a tribe. Erim by Hashem is Mesiachsin L'Anshem. Oh, something we can relate to, all the anthropomorphisms, if we're trying to understand anything about Hashem, unless we're learning serious Kabbalah, which we're not, we use an anthropomorphism. It's only a mashal, it's only an allegory. Nevertheless, whenever we use an allegory about Hashem, it's very interesting, about God, the divine, mishtam shemim, we only use mishalim, an allegory of a plus, of a positive. Doesn't show any negative as far as, right? Lamashal, for example, on Nichne Kapi Maila, we call God an Kel Rachman, a God of mercy. We never, God forbid, say Kel Achzer. Even if we feel like God is angry, we never call him Achzer, right? Of Aval Pi Shibba Olam, even though in our world there is both Rachmanis, there's mercy and cruelty, we're never referred to as Achzer. Right, God is omnipotent. He's perfect. There's no human feelings or values. But we describe God as always to the Maila. Therefore, when we talk about Menucha, we talk about God to get tired. Like, what does that mean? Right? What is Menucha? What's the relevance of rest or tranquility by Hashem, who is omnipotent, all-powerful, creator of the world? V'nivar, so let's start explaining. This is just to create. You know, people say we rest on Shabbos, day of rest. What does it mean, a day of rest? Does a day of rest mean that I can't mow the lawn? I can't go to work. I can't grind up my food with a grinder on Shabbos. Does that make it a day of rest? Or as we're explaining and elucidating, there's way more depth to what we mean by menucha on Shabbos. Nevar koidim, first let's explain and elucidate. Mao inyan menucha. We talk menucha in the world. What menucha is on a deeper level. If a person works hard, and again, you know, I'm not knocking anybody who works in technology, or if they're doing real estate appraisals, or they're a lawyer, or they're, you know, but it's not nearly as physically taxing as a guy in the old days who would wake up and work in the fields, and wake up at 5 a.m. and work all daylight hours. And even the Gemara talks about, could they even bench a full benching? They had to literally, they were working Yoimam ad ha'layla in back in the sun with very little, there's no fans, there is no, you know, with no workers, right? I mean, they were real, I mean, Torah has workers' rights, but in the world there's none. You know, it was hard work. Or if they were, you know, Industrial Revolution time, they were working 16, 17, you know, people were working hard. A person works hard. Yeah, and a person needs a break. Right? Now, what does he mean? Why does a person, when they're working hard, now go back, I don't want to pick on all these guys working in technology. A guy works hard, they're using their head. Their mama's using their head, and they've been pushing themselves. Or they have a big project, and they're involved, and there's all kinds. Whenever you work with other people, if you do it yourself, it's easy. Now you have to deal with other kind of people, other deadlines. There's a stress involved in it. Why do you need a break? When you're taxed, when you work hard, what makes you? Nira ha'inyim, when you look at the root cause of why a person needs to rest, give me a break, so to speak, as we say the common parlance. The metzias is makur v'ashors kol chayhu, is ruchnis. We know that everything has a spiritual connection. V'afilu atzamech, even by the way, Kabbalistically, we know that every plant, and the cha'esev, every little plant, every has, so to speak, a malach, an angel, which tells it to grow. There's nothing in the physical world that's not connected, even though we today can't see the connection. Just like for many years, we couldn't see sound waves or radio waves, or, right, you're listening to me on Zoom. All the technology was there in the world way before Zoom, way before Microsoft Teams. It was all there in the world, which we can access it. We know it's there. One day, after Mashiach comes, we will be able to see how every blade of grass, every fruit, every little animal has a malach, so to speak, a spiritual reality towards it as well. Imken, if so, that's the reality of the world we live in, even though today our glasses or eyes are limited what we can see. We're not tuned in so spiritually today. Memelu shagashmias, whenever we talk about the gashmias, it's really the hepech. At some level, it's the opposite of ruchnias. Hubiteva uv metzias harsrach chalkos. And the more we focus, the more we're involved in the material and the mundane, at some level, it takes us away from the source of ultimate life. Therefore, okay, and we're not done here. Mi komisha ovid, as amitz bavode gashmis, a person who's so involved in physical labor and mental work, whatever it may be, right, working on a chip. They're working on a computer check, working on a program, they're working on cybersecurity, right? They're working in the real estate market or in a contract in a law firm, whatever it may be, or they're cutting prune trees, or plum trees in some country, right? They're working in banana plantations, right, in South America, whatever it is. When you're working, and it's a mitzvah to work, there's a mila to work, again, not to overwork, but to work. But at some level, when you're doing that, you're so caught up in your computer chip or in your real estate deal or on your plantation, right? You're becoming weak. You're becoming farther from the source of life itself. Which is why I said before, because you think, I understand the guys in the fields, but why should a guy who got, you know, I have a Rebbe at school, he can even lose another. He is much more spiritually connected. But whatever it is, and you're really involved in work, sometimes you're going to get tired and farther away from the source. farther, far, farther away. Life can shenach. You stop being involved in the physical world. Or so if you sleep, by the way, what happens when we sleep? We know, Kabbalistically, that every time a person goes to sleep, the neshama goes back to Shemayim. Your neshama loves going to sleep, by the way. Now, at some level. At some level. It also wants to get into this world. But there's a mind left for the neshama. The neshama is recharged. It's rebooted. Right? The neshama doesn't stay. Most of your neshama leaves you in your sleep. That's why sleep is an element of death, because a large part of your soul leaves. It stays. The lower part stays. And the neshama goes back to the source of life. And it gets a recharge. It gives new strength. New koichas. Right? It's not merely that if you go to a lab and they'll tell you you need a certain amount of sleep physically, it's true. But on a spiritual level, right, your soul gets recharged. The chen hamila, we talk about the word tired. And by the way, I mentioned Rebbeim, you know, if you ever hear of, like a Gadol or a Chaim Kanievsky, or a Moshe Feinstein, a Chafetz Chaim, who are able to learn 18 hours a day. They don't need a break, so to speak. How do they do that? Because they're involved in learning. And they're so spiritually connected, they're not, there's no disconnect to their source. But you take a guy 18 hours in a factory, on the field, they'll burn out, they'll die, whatever it will be. It's not shaykh. It's not possible to do that. Right? People don't physically, or they burn out doing that. Chaim Kanievsky learned 18 hours a day for decades. For decades. Because it was closer, but more spiritual. But for all of us, a person's involved in a project, even an important project, there's a burnout. You get too involved and far away from your soul sometimes. Therefore, I have his mishu tefesi gam la maisa avero. Interesting, the word ayef, tired, and the Torah is also connected very often to sins. Kenamar Esav. As we say about Esav, ki oyef anoichi. Esav, when he sees Yaakov coming back, when he comes back from the field, killing on the field, when he sees Yaakov, when he gets the bull vantled. What's Esav, shalom aleichem, to Yaakov? Oyef! Tired. Tired, anoichi. V'chen simayon l'makom. Mayan, it's interesting, thirsty for water, the Torah times the pasuk says ayefas. I'm tired. I need to drink. I'm tired. Chol shagufni is physically weak. Kulam shem echad shakulam in echad. They're all their ayefas amitis. In that case, is an avera, which is when a person does an avera chas v'shalom, they're killing themselves. Every time a person sins, they're killing their spiritual selves. They're killing their world to come. They may think that they're enjoying themselves in that cheeseburger, or they may enjoy themselves out with that illicit relationship, enjoying themselves when they make an extra buck. They're killing themselves. They're hurting themselves. So the Veda also takes a person away from the source of life. Which even if it's not a sin, and even by the way, it can be a mitzvah to work. There's still at some level, there's a distance which it could cause a person spiritually, and that therefore weakness that comes from it. Zev mitzias ha-menucha, we talk about menucha, rest, tranquility in this world. We need a rest. Mele muven ma'ata de'adraba. Menucha hi kaviyachol. Therefore, we say Shabbos is a day of menucha. It's a great day. We come back to our source. It's a day of coming back to where we need. I need the rest to reconnect. And the person needs to go to sleep to go up to Shemayim. But why is it that the Hashem created the body that needs to rest? Because the soul needs to reboot, reconnect. Why is the physical body is a manifestation of that reality? That we need to reboot and reconnect. And even by Hashem, this is, again, whatever this means, that Hashem, when He was creating all of the worlds, which is a good thing, you and I are here because of that, all the trees and all the animals, all the oxygen, everything's being created in the world. So to speak, the Binyan HaOlam HaGashmi, creating this world, And those 6 days, which Hashem could have done in a millisecond had he wanted to, but we didn't choose to do it that way. Kilu kaviyachol hasrasik, so to speak, kaviyachol, that's absolutely not however we want to understand this, is Hashem let us went out into this world, he left his kedusha. Whatever that means, Hashem left his kedusha, and so to speak, kaviyachol became tired. Just like when Hashem says misyav, Hashem gets tired of the Jewish people's sin. There's a disconnect. On Yom HaShvi, on Shabbos, Hashem went back to his own source, so to speak. Whatever that means, obviously, Hashem is omnipotent. When we say this, so things that we can learn from. And that's why, this is very important. We started way back, which we're going to elaborate, not this week, but probably next week or weeks to come. If a Jew doesn't keep Shabbos, they're going to be lost to Yiddishkeit over time. They're going to be lost to Judaism over time. Unfortunately, I just was thinking about this real recently, because I was doing something else in a history article, which I may or may not write. Really, in today, based on the numbers of America from 1930-40, if it wouldn't be for assimilation, there should have been approximately, just natural growth, 25 million Jews in America. That's what it should have been. Maybe a little bit more. 20, at least 20. But even maybe most likely 25, and probably more. If you have 6 million Jews in 1940 in America, approximately, that's what it should be today. 25 million. We're all our brothers and sisters. How many Jewish children are never born or are not Jewish today? Right? Because people didn't keep Shabbos. Shabbos is a source of bracha. And then all the ideologies, of course, come around it. You know, and in person, they lose the source of bracha. And they lose that connection of it. But we're saying something so deep today, so profound today. Right? What are we saying? That it's also one of the reasons, not just because of Hashem, it's for ourselves. It spiritually reboots us. Anyone who experiences Shabbos understands that that we come back to our source, where we're totally connected to Hashem. V'yom zeh shemenucha kedusha nasan l'am, Hashem gave that to his nation, to the Jewish people. Hanuk shemagia yom haShabbos, when Shabbos comes, yom menecha, the day of rest. No, it's not a day to shluff away, sleep away. HaYehudi, a Yid, a Jew, Shoifes rests umisnatik, he gets off of his cell phones, off of his computers, leaves the fields, leaves the news. I mean, maybe you read a newspaper if it's you got it before Shabbos, right? You leave the news. You don't need to know about the swing state of Pennsylvania. California's not a swing state, sorry. Neither is Illinois, right? The swing states. You don't need to know about that. You're leaving your Indian coworker. You're leaving your everything around you, your grass, you're not going to mow the grass, or you're not going to plant your flowers, you're not going to play golf, you're not going to go to go hiking somewhere. You leave all of these things behind on Shabbos. You're leaving the Olam HaGashmi, leaving the physical world. Umis Allah, you were uplifted, in fact we have Neshama Seiro, we have V'chayzer, and you're coming back into Hashem's Mechitza. The Olam Shel Kedusha world, which is completely everything, even the food eating, it's all Kedusha, it's all holiness. The Agra Koichas, Likros Yom, and to reboot ourselves, not to work, not to go to Cisco or Apple or Google, or to the law office or to the medical company. That's not why you're rebooting on Shabbos. It may be a totsa, it may be a nice perk. It's that your neshama should be ready for the week ahead. You're the Koyach. You're connected to the source on Shabbos that you're able to steig. You're able to grow in the week ahead. You're able to be a proud Yid in the week ahead. You're able to be connected to Hashem in the week ahead. Sheyatziyah ma'olam ha'shafel. We leave. You're leaving. You know, some technology company, very often founded and funded by a loser, right? You know, or the fields was surrounded by bananas, which is not, you know, or a factory. right? Or a pizza, a contract for $100 million transaction, which doesn't have anything to do with you, just so you make it, right? And you're going into Zmiras and Tefillas and thinking about Hashem and in Hashem's presence and learning in the Torah and the Drasha by the Rav. That's a different galaxy. And enjoy the world, right? You know, with the food, and obviously husband and wife, if everything's tar, they're supposed to be together. Every part of the world is miskadesh on Shabbos. You're coming to the source. That coming back to yourself, leaving the physical world, is menucha. That's the true rest. You're not bothered by a chip or by a field or by a program or by a contract. To give the spiritual ability the next 6 days. Just like when you go to sleep, it's not for your body merely. Of course you need the physical part. It's not taking away from that. See the depth of it over here. Your neshama needs it. The neshama needs a rest from the physical world. You know, so you have royship b'Shabbos. Shabbos, everything should stop from the physical world, the mundane world, and go to the oilam of Ruchnius. The oilam of Ruchnius, Shekema Pashtas, Himashmois Shvisa Menucha. That's the real understanding of Shvisa and Menucha. Shekol Maise Bereshis Nefsakim. Everything in the Maise Bereshis stops. Right? Why doesn't the whole world stop? Right? Really, in order to us to experience a true reboot, the entire world, we should be pulled out of the world entirely. That would be the ultimate Shvisa. But as we said, that when you keep Shabbos, we're being cognizant and we're recognizing that God stopped all of creation at first Shabbos, therefore showing that everything was created from scratch, and therefore stopping everything that week, and we tap into that stopping when we keep Shabbos. And when we mocker Yisrael Chesha on the idea that Hashem created the world from nothing, and the whole, therefore this physical world is all but a creation of Hashem, omnipotent, and we connect to everything, to the source, and we're mispatal on Shabbos, this physical world, there's nothing but Hashem. We a person can come to the crystallization on Shabbos that is nada, gornished, gornet, efes, ein oy milvado, there's only Hashem. And you can turn your world to a spiritual world, you live differently. When a person is cognizant of the truth, and the real reality of this world, and his life becomes a spiritual life. That becomes crystal clear to us, gives us the clarity and the spiritual sustenance on Shabbos of Yisrael Chiddush HaOlam, that Hashem created this world. The Yichud Amiti, there's only one Hashem, and everything comes nar only from Hashem, but for Hashem, only from Hashem. And therefore, when you do go back to Cisco or Google or Intel or NVIDIA that still exists, or Apple or Tesla or the banana plantation or the cotton gins or the factories or the real estate deal or the medical office, wherever else you may find yourself, you realize you're living in Hashem's world. You're not living in Bill Gates or Elon Musk or the Koch brothers, or anyone else's world, Steve Jobs, it's not their world. Or Trump, or the camel, what's her name? It's not their world. It's not their world. It's Hashem's world. Right? There's nothing but Hashem. You live in a different world. It's a different galaxy. You're not focused, even when you're working, it's not your focus. Of course, and there's a mitzvah to work. Taka. We need to support our family. It gives you stuck. It allows you to keep mitzvahs. Allows you, keeps you busy in this world in a positive way. Kochol Aspire, which we're going to explain in the Cheshire, Shkvar Ein Tzarech Shkis Al Kisek L'Bashamayim. Even in this world, when you connect on Shabbos, it allows you to go back to the office, to the field, to the contract, to the desk, wherever it may be, to the factory, and be in front of Hashem. Therefore, on Shabbos, you can have menucha, you can reconnect in this world. That is a different galaxy of Shabbos. It's a different person when they understand what Shabbos is. It's a total spiritual reboot. And just like if a person goes to Shlof Banacht, the main thing of the sleep is that we not get our physical reboot, which is we do need, but our neshama is rebooted. That's what the soul goes up. Right? We and just like a person who doesn't have that will collapse, a person who doesn't have Shabbos will spiritually collapse. And that's whether 5 or less than 5 million Jews halakhically in this country today, and not 25 million Jews. Had Yidden had Shabbos, all of the tests and tribulations in the world of the spiritual world could be overcome. Without Shabbos, a person, just like they labor themselves to death, their neshama cracks. Chas v'shalom. That's on a low level. For a high level, for a Jew who wants to be empowered to go mimadrega lemadrega from one level to a level, we need menucha. We need to recenter and reconnect. Every Jew needs that. The greater the person are, the more they feel the need for it. Even people involved in very important and more spiritual things, and they understand that Shabbos is a source of connection to Hashem, and that's why Shabbos is a source of bracha. We will pick up next week with menucha, but I'm just telling you, what we're learning now is not just profound, it's life-changing. As we come, as I started, for those who joined late, you should go back and listen to the first 8 or 9 minutes for those who missed it. We're in Elul. Everything we're doing now is not less important, it's more important. And as I started myself, I think all of us feel as we come into this Rosh Hashanah, there's a lot on the line. There is a lot on the line for us as individuals, there's a lot on the line for us as for the Jewish people, and for the world at large, for the Pasha, for the world at large. Right? And when we recognize that when we spiritually recharge, right, we'll be in better shape come Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Mitzvah, the Jewish people, and Klal Yisrael as well. Okay? Start our journey now.
Thank you.